Welcome to the Amazon Files podcast, powered by Mommy Income, where we help Amazon sellers along their Amazon journey one step at a time. Here are your hosts, two savvy Amazon experts who know a thing or two about building Amazon empires.
Hey, hey, welcome everyone to this week's episode of the Amazon Files, brought to you by Mommy Income. I am Kristen Ostrander.
And I am Amy Fearman. And this week we are going to be digging into what it actually costs to be an Amazon seller in 2020.
If you've been around for a while, you know the FBA selling. There's a lot of people out there waving the banner of big, huge numbers. And perhaps you've seen someone post six figure a month or a six figure week, even and seven figures. But what does it really cost to run this business? Is that possible? Are those inflated numbers? Well, whether those numbers are big and real or exaggerated, it takes money to make money. And so we're going to dive into what it actually costs to start and run and sustain a successful Amazon business, because you need to know whether or not it's worth it for you. So you want to know some of those costs up front.
But before we dig into that, we want to make sure that we invite you to join our Facebook community. If you head over to mommyincome.com, join us with the code word COST, it can bring you into that community. And what we have in that community, we've put together a breakdown of all of the costs. We know that it's hard sometimes to understand it when you don't have a visual in front of you. And being a podcast, we don't always have that capability. So we've put it together in the file section of our Facebook community. So you can go in and take a look at that and download it for you so you can look and reference that to really get the visual that goes along with what we'll be talking about today.
So we're really going to speak the truth to you about what it takes to start and run an Amazon business successfully. From startup to growth and every stage in between, more investment is needed, and we're going to give you a rundown of what to expect. One of the biggest killers of your momentum and your motivation and your inspiration to do something new is the realistic expectations. Your expectations going in, and then when reality hits you hard, it really can deflate the balloon that you had. And so we want to stop you in your tracks before you get to that place. And we want to remind you that we're going to give you the realistic expectations so that you know what to expect when you come in. So it could be a little bit more, a little bit less than you expected. But the idea here is the more realistic you are about expectations, the more level your motivation and inspiration and level of keep moving that you can keep and maintain when you know that you're not constantly missing the mark because your expectations were too high or perhaps too low.
And it really is important to set those out at the beginning. The reason we're putting this all together for you is so that you don't get blindsided, because that's the last thing we want to happen to you when you're going through this, because that is truly a motivation killer, like Kristen was talking about, and we don't want that to happen. Now, in the process of this, we want to make the differentiation between what is a hobby and what is a business, because we see this line blurred when it comes to selling on Amazon. People are like, I'm just going to do this thing as a side hustle and not really give it a lot of effort. But the problem is hobbies cost you money, where businesses make you money. And we're here to set you up so that you're making money in your Amazon business.
Yeah, and the similarities between your hobby and your business, which is it's okay to have some hobbies, but we're going to differentiate Amazon selling is actually not a hobby. And we'll talk to you about whether or not you have a hobby or a business. But the similarities is that it should be fun. You should be enjoying what you're doing. If you're jumping into this to just make some cash, you're going to fizzle out pretty quickly, because there's work involved. I mean, hello, it's not just fun where you can go, okay, if you're learning to play piano and it's fun and you might have to grind through that, but you're enjoying and it's something you want to learn, that's great. But that's a hobby that doesn't make you any money. You might invest in lessons or invest in a piano, invest in music. It's going to cost you something, but it doesn't give you a return monetarily on what you're investing in. So if you don't have at least a little bit of fun reselling or making bundles, run in the opposite direction. A business should be challenging, exciting, and fun. And if you aren't having fun, consider something else.
And this is us being 100% truthful and honest too, because the last thing we want to see for anybody who hasn't started a business is to get into the thick of this and spend a bunch of money and then realize, man, this really isn't what I signed up for, and I'm really not enjoying myself. If you've ever been in a 9-to-5 that you really don't like, it's even worse when you're in your own business that you really don't like, because you have to figure out how to take that next step out of it. We want to get you to have an understanding before you get to, I don't want to do this anymore, right? We want to help you understand all the parts and pieces before you take and make that decision to start selling on Amazon.
So in hobbies and businesses comparison, all hobbies and businesses require time and financial investment. In this case, you didn't know selling on Amazon is a bit, in case you didn't know, Amazon is a business, not a hobby. As much as you want it to be, maybe on the side and something you do for fun, the difference is that a hobby is going to cost you money and a business is going to make you money. And the thing is, if you're not making money, if you're on Amazon and you've been selling for a while and you're not making money, you just have a really expensive hobby. And you better like that really expensive hobby, because if you're not turning a profit, you're not making money. You have a hobby, not a business.
Yeah, your hobby doesn't give you a paycheck. And if you are not taking and investing in yourself and taking a paycheck when you're doing an Amazon business, again, you have a really expensive hobby. And of course, we get the same question almost on the daily basis. How do I start an Amazon business with no money? There's a lot of videos out there right now that say how to start an Amazon business with no money. Don't go there.
You don't start a business with no money. You get a job and then you save money to start a business. You keep the job until the business makes you more money than the job. See, that's the problem, is that a lot of people, we understand, we get it. Like, there is a way to start, and we're going to talk about this next, how much it costs to start a legitimate business, an Amazon business, because guess what? Any business, I don't care if it's direct sales, you're selling Pampered Chef out of your garage, I don't care what you're doing, even flea market sales, it always costs you something to start a legitimate business. And we're not talking about just running a yard sale once a year. We're talking about starting a legitimate business. You can't do it with no money. You have to be able to provide something somehow, somewhere. It's either going to be a ton of time or a ton of money and both, and you've got to figure out how to marry that together. If you're trying to make rent this month, you're not starting a business. You need to go get a job to make money to sustain yourself, and then you can start thinking about investing in a business. So we're not trying to like discourage you from that, and we're not leaving anyone off. We're saying that you need to understand that upfront. You don't come to the table with absolutely no money to invest and expect that you're going to grow an inventory business that requires you to purchase inventory in order to make a sustainable business. That's not realistic.
And the same thing goes with time, but we'll talk about that in the next episode next week. Today, we're focusing on how much it costs. What are those upfront costs? Inventory is only part of the puzzle. Yes, you have to spend money to buy inventory. Could you get some inventory for free? There are ways to do that, but there are still other upfront costs, and we're going back to setting those realistic expectations of what it does mean to run a business.
Yeah, and you have to have that. The key to survival is that you're going to have to keep your business. It's just like a house. You can't own a house or even rent an apartment without sustainable money to pay the rent and keep the lights on and keep the electricity on or keep the heat on or whatever you need to do. It takes money. And in order to do that, you have to have income. So what is realistic to the upfront cost to starting on Amazon? So we're going to break it down for you so you can start with as little as $500, maybe even less than that. So you will need some to start. Now, if you don't have $500, you can start with later, but we're going to give you a little bit of a breakdown of things that are kind of non-negotiables at this point, where you're going to have to upfront some of this money to get yourself started.
And so the first one is the $40 fee per month to sell on Amazon. This is the fee that Amazon charges so that to get your account set up and ready to list products on Amazon. That's the first flat fee that you'll have. That'll be a monthly thing that usually comes out of your Amazon account every single month.
And that's just something, whether you sell products or whether you don't, if your account is open and you have a pro merchant account, which is what we suggest you have, a pro selling account, that's going to cost you $40 a month, whether you send in inventory or not. Once you start your Amazon, you sign up for an account, that fee is going to start and continue unless you downgrade to the individual plan or you don't sell anything at all. So that's something that you're just going to get used to right out of the gate. You're going to have a $40 fee.
The reason we encourage you to go there is this motivation to get product listed. If you just have an individual account, you get, there's different fees that are associated with that. But if you have this account, you're more likely to spend the time and energy to get a shipment in. If I've got $40 on the line, I want to make sure that I'm sending stuff in that's going to make me at least that $40 back, if not more.
So you have that fee that's coming in automatically. So as soon as you sign up, that's what you're going to get. So hopefully that will light a fire under you to start getting some items for sale on Amazon so that you can at least offset that in the beginning. We are going to assume, because if we can't assume that you have these things, you will need them, is that you have a computer, internet service, and a printer. So we're just kind of assuming that most of you, if you're watching a YouTube video or whatever else, you have access to a computer, the internet, and a printer. So those are just given. You're going to be running an online business, you're going to need to be online and have a computer and a printer.
Yeah. And a computer and a printer are essential. We've had people ask us, can I run it from my iPad? Can I run it from my smartphone? And as of right now, you really do need a computer. Now, does it have to be your computer? Can it be somebody else's that you utilize? Absolutely. You can make it work if that's where you are to start. Absolutely, you can go there. Now, I wouldn't go to your local library to try to run an Amazon business and ship out of. That's not going to work for you. But if you know somebody who's going to allow you to ship through that, then that might be an option for you.
Also, in the beginning, we do have definitely different business models, and we talk about that in our wholesale bundle system, where you actually can be hands-off with your inventory, and you don't have to process that through your house. But when you initially start out, you want to learn how to do a shipment yourself first. So you're going to need some shipping supplies. Some of this you might already have around your house, and some of them will be new to you. So looking forward to get some of those. So you're going to want to spend about $50 on shipping supplies. You're talking a box cutter, tape, perhaps a tape gun, box. Boxes, poly bags, bubble wrap, and labels. These are things that you're just going to need on a regular basis if you're sending shipments into Amazon, whether that's books, toys, used, whatever it is that you're selling on Amazon. These are things that you're going to need up front, and you're going to want to spend some money on your supplies. Some of it, again, you might already have, and that could reduce your costs. And some of this stuff you can source for free. I mean, hello, dumpster diving for boxes for like 3 years. No shame, because, you know, sometimes you have more time than you have money. And Amy and I have both dumpster dived for boxes on a regular basis before we started to invest in some different boxes that we had shipped to our house. So there's ways to cut corners with supplies and things like that, but you want to be aware that that is just something that you're going to need.
Yeah, so both boxes, and just give a little tip here, boxes, bubble wrap, Craigslist, or Facebook yard sale, great resources. If somebody just moved, that is a great resource. Same as
Facebook Marketplace, and going like literally like trash day. Okay, Amy and I are always joking about trash day because people put so much stuff on the curb that like is fair game for trash day. So boxes, bubble wrap, looking at Facebook Marketplace and seeing, has anybody moved? Does anybody have any moving boxes I could get from them or collect from them or whatever, or even some bubble wrap? I mean, people throw away that stuff all the time. So there's definitely ways to save you some money when it comes to your shipping supplies in the beginning. Also, we have a ton of resources that we talk about using. Like if you have a little bit of extra to invest and you want some more of the bells and whistles and you want to know what products that we use and we recommend, go to mommyincome.com/resources and you can add all of those supplies to your Amazon cart, or you can pick and choose which ones you want once you add them there. So we make it really easy for you. If you're just saying, hey, I got a couple hundred more dollars and I want to use whatever you guys use, you can add them all to your Amazon cart right there. So go to mommyincome.com/resources to see what resources that we recommend, as far as tape and poly bags and everything from a scale to a Dymo printer and things like that. You can go there and see that.
Yeah, so it breaks down everything that we use to ship products, or when we ship from our houses that we use. It's an amazing set of resources. If you have questions, it takes you right to the pages about it. So it's all the information that you need for the supplies that you need to get started. Now, another piece of the puzzle is education. Making sure that you know what you're doing so that you're not getting yourself into a financial bind because you've done something incorrectly, or that you just didn't know what you were doing. We want to prevent you. We've made all the mistakes, guys. We've been at this a really long time. We've made a lot of mistakes. And the whole point of us coming to you and sharing what we do every single week and providing courses and classes and whatnot is to help you not make the same mistakes that we've already done. We want to make you kind of avoid that. Take the step over what we learned so that you can get and moving without having to make those mistakes along the way.
And one of those things that we created is Start FBA Today. So if you're brand new to Amazon, it's something you want to learn. For $97, you can take our Start FBA Today course, video-based course with slides and visual references to help you. There's downloads, there's transcripts even, so that you can understand what it is that's in there so that you can get yourself started on Amazon. Yes, there's free education. If you have that much limited of a budget, We understand that the struggle is real. There's tons of stuff on the Mommy Income YouTube page, our podcast, our website, things like that, that you can obtain for free. Just know that it's going to take you a lot longer to put all the pieces together to where Start FBA Today is one of those courses that for $97 from start to finish, you can open your Amazon account all the way to shipping in your first box. And we handhold step by step for you in video so that you can get started. Most people get their first box shipped in within 2 weeks and they have stuff for sale within Amazon. If you're going to follow the step by step, you should have no trouble within 2 weeks to 30 days having live products and making sales on Amazon by then. So
yeah, our goal is to have you making money on Amazon within that first 30 days. Get that product in. I personally experienced the what if I do it wrong when sending in my shipment stuff back in the day when I started my business. I understand what that feels like. It's why we put this course together so that you can feel confident in what you're doing, know what each step is, be able to ask questions within the course, and make those steps to get you moving forward versus making you stay stuck. We don't want you to be stuck. We want you to take action and move forward. If you go to mommyincome.com/start now, you can learn more about what Start FBA Day to do for you in starting your Amazon business.
And let me explain something to you about education. So starting with education is super, super important no matter what you're doing. So whether it's starting a business or like we talked about with a hobby. So recently I've been painting. I've never considered myself artistic, although I do what I call cake art. I've been doing cakes for a long time and I never considered myself artistic because I wasn't using something other than cake. And so recently I started painting. Well, I don't know a whole lot about painting. I just was painting these jars for my kids for Christmas and some of my nieces and nephews. And I wanted to do this like tie-dye looking acrylic pour painting, right? But I literally had no clue what I was doing. I just had this idea that I wanted to make them change jars because I have a change jar made out of a mason jar that I painted and it looks ridiculous. And I was like, okay, I think everyone needs a change jar, you know? So anyway, all that to say that I needed to take some classes because I tried some things and I'm like, I have no clue what I'm doing. And this looks not very good. And I want it to look okay. So I signed up for like an online course to be able to take some acrylic pour painting classes or whatever else. So it's not just about learning a business. If you don't know what you don't know. And what helped me was I'm trying to make these change jars before Christmas time. I've got 6 of them to make. I have no idea what I'm really doing and I want them to look nice. So I invested in a course to help me so that I could do those in a way that it shortcuts you. I could have watched a bunch of free YouTube videos, which I started doing first. And then I realized this isn't exactly what I was trying to learn. This isn't what I was trying to learn. And then I realized there's this course that takes me, this is the supplies you need. This is what you need to do first. This is what you need to do second. And because of that, I was able to make some beautiful change jars for the people I wanted to make them for because I took that course. So whatever you're doing, if you're learning something new, education is everything. You wouldn't sit down at a piano and try to think that you're going to play piano without somebody teaching you how to do it or watching videos or doing whatever.
Well, you can, but you're not going to do very well and it's going to take you a lot longer to do. It's, trust me, from the person who tried to teach herself piano and then realized she needed to take lessons. It is not easy. Same with Kristen and the acrylic pouring. You try it, it comes out muddy, and you're like, I'm just wasting money on all this paint and it's coming out looking brown and ugly and not at all what I want it to look like. So what we're trying to help you do is educate you so that you cannot have ugly muddled product or an ugly muddled thing at the end. We want you to know what this is and what it can be. So quote from, I hear the change jar coming.
I need to show because I'm proud of this one. First of all, yes, it's my Chiefs jar.
All right. For those of you on the podcast, you have to go check out the YouTube video to see this. It's pretty darn cool.
So I put a label on this, but like, this is the idea. Like the first jars that I had did not turn out this pretty. They looked a lot like mud. If you've ever made tie dye and it didn't turn out right and it looks like brown and ugly, trust me, I have a lot of jars that were wasted because I didn't know what it was doing. And this is one that I learned after my education that I paid for to be able, because I wanted to make jars that looked cool and pretty. And I love this one. This one I made for myself and put a decal on it. This is the idea, is that I tried the free YouTube videos and I tried to do some stuff. I learned a little bit. And once I got the course, I realized what I was doing wrong, all the supplies I needed. And now I have this beautiful jar and I made beautiful jars for everyone else, which they loved. So the idea there is there's a comes a point where free education is not enough and education is is required, whether you're learning to play piano like Amy, or you're learning to pour paint, or you're learning to start a business on Amazon, especially when you're learning to start a business because more money's involved. I wasted a lot of paint on this.
Therefore a lot of money and time in trying to figure it out.
No one likes to waste time or money because we all have limited amounts of both. So just start off on the right foot there.
Now, Debbie Joyce, one of our students who's been a student with us for a long time, says that Amy and Kristen have taught me so much. I learn something new from every class and webinar that they do. Well, thank you, Debbie, for sharing that. We hope that that helps you see that we are here to do this for you, right? We are. One of the things that when Kristen and I decided to partner together was we want to help others. We've learned a whole heck of a lot through this business. We don't want all that knowledge that we have to go to waste. So we're here to help you grow your Amazon business. So let's continue talking about costs. We've done Amazon fee. We've talked about supplies. So we're at $90 with that. We've got $97. So we're at $187. Can I do math today? Now, what comes next? We've also got initial inbound shipping. Now, Amazon, I will tell you the greatest thing about Amazon is you have a partner program with them and UPS. So you think this box is going to cost an insane amount of money to send into Amazon. It actually costs a lot less because they have a special partner program. So your rates are ridiculously cheap compared to what you would send the same box if you were shipping it yourself from, say, the UPS store.
So through your Amazon account, when you have that and you choose to ship in products to the Amazon FBA fulfillment warehouses, generally speaking, depending on the type of products and size that you're sending in, the average is about 30 to 40 cents a pound. Sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower, but that's actually very inexpensive compared to if you went to the local UPS store and tried to ship in a box this big and this heavy, it's going to cost you probably triple the amount, if not more. So knowing that that Amazon has partnered with them and it saves you money there, but initially before you make any sales, you're going to have to ship that first shipment into Amazon and it's going to cost you a little bit upfront. So just know that in advance, you're going to see that in your Amazon account. And that's where, you know, there's upfront costs to that. Like if you were going to open a brick and mortar store, there's so much more upfront costs than that. You're talking your lease, your lights, you have to hire people, you have to buy a register, you got to get a phone system. We're not even going to go into that because that is super costly. So this is just understanding that starting a business has upfront costs, so that upfront initial shipping is going to cost you money. And the final piece of the puzzle is, guess what? You're going to have to buy stuff to sell. So you have to buy inventory, and the remaining amount, if you're starting with that $500 magic number, is about $280 to invest in some inventory that you ship into Amazon. Are you ready to start your Amazon business?
Not sure how to get started?
It's time to stop chasing YouTube videos, binge listening to podcasts, and devouring blog posts. We are here to help you put a stop to information overload and finally get the help you need.
Start FBA Today is a comprehensive video course that walks you step by step through the process of starting your Amazon business.
We've put everything you need in one place. We cover setting up your seller account, buying inventory, and shipping your items to Amazon fulfillment centers, and so much more.
We walk you through the entire process and provide easy to understand video guided instructions on how to implement each step. Stop wasting your time and get started right now.
Head over to startfbatoday.com to learn more. Again, that's startfbatoday.com.
So you still have more than half of that $500 that you started with to invest in inventory. Now, in the course, we talk about a whole bunch of different ways, and there are some ways to get you started. For example, books is a great way to start. You can sell used books on Amazon. Amazon used to be a book reseller. Did anybody know that? That was so long ago that I think people forgot that that was where Amazon started. You can sell used books on Amazon. You might have books on your own bookshelf. They're also inexpensive to buy from yard sales, thrift stores, or whatnot to send in to sell on Amazon. There's a great return on your investment there if you do the research.
So you've got this nutshell of at least about $500 that you can kind of spend on Amazon and you can put towards your business. And you're going to want to have some inventory. Of course, you want to build that stuff up. But there's also operational costs. You have a business, you're starting a business. So as you continue moving forward, there's initial costs and then there's ongoing operational costs. So remembering that inventory, although this is your first initial investment in inventory, whether you do books or you invest in some wholesale stuff, maybe you hand make things from your house. Well, you know, you have to buy supplies to hand make something in order to send to Amazon. Inventory is a revolving door. If you're in a product-based business, you have to sell products to make money. So you can't sell what you don't have. So you're going to need to invest in inventory on a regular basis in order to keep your store open.
Yeah, ongoing fee. That's an ongoing cost that you're going to have as a product-based business. You want to keep that up. Another one is the fees. So part of selling on Amazon is the fees that are associated with that. Approximately 27 to 30% right now is what Amazon takes out of that sell price on Amazon. Most people here go, I don't want to give them that much, but you have to remember what they're giving you in place of that. We're talking, they're handling all of your warehousing and shipping of the product. They're handling all of your customer service and all of your returns. I would happily pay somebody 30% because when I did that for my eBay store, it was a headache and a nightmare.
Absolutely, but not just that. The main thing that you pay for on Amazon, and anybody, can I get an amen from anybody who started their own website trying to sell products on their own website and they realize that they built all this thing and then nobody's coming to buy? What Amazon gives you the most of and what you're paying for with these horrible Amazon fees that everybody seems to hate and things are so high, you're paying for millions and millions of eyeballs on your stuff every single day without doing a cent of marketing. You're not driving traffic to your listings. You're not driving people to come. You're not doing ad campaigns on Facebook and, you know, running an ad in the paper to make sure people can come buy your soy candles or whatever it is that you're selling, because Amazon builds in all the traffic. Every single person that I know personally that has a smartphone has Amazon on their phone. Everybody's shopping on Amazon. So they build in millions of customers for you on a hourly, if not every minute basis that you don't have to drive traffic for. So when you consider complaining about your Amazon fees and how high they are, remember not only everything that Amy said with is warehousing and shipping and customer service, but you're actually getting that traffic that you would otherwise have to gather yourself if you were not selling on Amazon.
Oh, and is that nice? Can I tell you, eyeballs I don't have to pay for absolutely every day of the week. Now, Amazon, you have those fees. You also have storage fees. So the longer product sits on Amazon's shelf, the more fees you'll incur with it. So if you have items sitting there for 6 months or 12 months, the fees go up with each time. So you want to make sure that you're investing in inventory that's going to sell within that first 6 months versus sitting on the shelf, because it gets expensive when it sits on the shelf. You want to have inventory that's going to turn faster. Now, we talk about it in the course of how to find inventory and the processes that we use to do the research to make sure we're buying inventory that isn't going to sit on the shelf. I mean, this is one of those mistakes that Chris and I talked about making. Oh, that looks interesting. Let's look at this data. Oh, that looks like a good sell. I'll buy 15 of those. And then they sit on the shelf because you didn't factor in all of the parts and pieces. You only factored in one thing. And so we want to make sure that you're not making those mistakes. And that's why it's important to get the education so you understand all the fees and how to bring product to the market that isn't going to incur those fees.
Another ongoing cost that eventually you'll have to, not always up front, but eventually you'll have to invest in is some sort of software or tools and resources like that to enhance your buying ability, your data research. So we're talking software for sourcing, maybe it's bookkeeping or processing research. One of our favorite tools, the two tools that we absolutely cannot live without, won't live without right now in our business is Inventory Lab and Merchant Words. Those are two favorites that we use. But that's down the line. Don't worry about investing in that right away. But if you have the fund, again, go to the resources page, mommyincome.com/resources, to kind of see some of the software we have. But this is something that as you up your game, as you realize you send in your first box and things are selling, and this is something that you really want to invest in, you want to start upgrading your tools. So we don't, you know, don't worry about finances right away. Every single time you get a deposit from Amazon, put a little bit of aside to get something new, to get something to enhance and help your business go faster and more efficient. But using some programs out there that lots of smart people have developed help save you time, and time is money. So you want to make sure that you're continually investing in the tools to help your business grow.
Another thing you have to factor in is any retail business. Whenever you return something to the store that's customer damage, that's not something they can resell. Just the same exact thing is going to happen in your retail business. So you're going to have to factor in for dead inventory, for bad buys. Not everything you purchase will sell. Even, you know, going into 10 plus years of this, We don't always sell every single item.
Really? You don't sell every single item that you buy? Everything is in a home run?
Have you heard about a clearance section, people? Look at Target, look at Walmart, look at CVS, look at any of the big box retailers. You are a retailer and you will make mistakes. You'll make bad buys or things will get damaged.
And the reality is it might not even be your mistake. Sometimes the supply and demand isn't what you expected it to be. There's all kinds
of factors. Or it changes.
All kinds of factors that are involved in a retail business. Sometimes you think Christmas is going to do so well and you buy all these things and they're so cute for the season. And then for some reason, the customers just gravitated to something else. You can't always hit the mark in the bullseye every time. So just
be if you could, everybody would be selling on Amazon.
The reality is that you have to understand that there's always going to be some overstock. There's always going to be some damage. There's always going to be dead inventory, things that just didn't go the way that you expected it to. And just knowing that ahead of time sets you up for not feeling like a failure or feeling like you missed the mark or whatever, because it happens. We just have to get used to it. Just like a kid going rollerblading for the first few times, they wear knee pads and elbow pads and helmets for a reason, because they're going to fall down. They're going to get bruises and bumps. And that's just part of the game. So just being aware of that, that is a cost that you're going to incur because you're going to spend money on that. And eventually if it doesn't sell, you have to figure out how to get rid of it. So the idea there is you're going to have your ongoing office supplies and your shipping and your toner or printer ink or whatever it is to keep your office running smoothly. So
yeah, you don't want to run out of poly bags in the middle of Q4 because poly bags are not something you can go to Staples and buy. So making sure that you have an idea of what you need to have on hand so that you don't run out of things when you absolutely need to have them. Tech upgrades is another thing. If you have a 15-year-old computer, you're going to spend a lot of time waiting on your computer to do what it's supposed to. Been there, done that. I live that.
Loading circle of death.
When you want it to move forward and you're like, I'm spending 20 minutes waiting for it to open the file or whatever. Sometimes tech upgrades are an essential part of business so you can be more efficient in what you do. That's another thing you can save for. You don't have that option now. You can save for that. Also, insurance, liability insurance, business insurance, if you're going to do this full-time, health insurance, all of those parts and pieces are important things to understand. How much it's going to cost, because every business and every personal situation is different as to when state, all of that is different as to what you'll be able to get for insurance and what you need to have to carry for insurance.
Yeah. So you have to remember that eventually some of these are not always upfront costs right away. When you're just starting out, if you're going to commit to 6 months of this business before you decide, you don't necessarily have to invest in insurance right away. You don't have a lot of invested money into the business, so you don't need as much protection. But if you see yourself after 6 months and maybe you're at it for a year and you've built up a lot of inventory, it's when you want to start investing in insurance because you want to protect not only your assets, but yourself from any sort of liability issues. So it's something that you want to consider, again, not an upfront cost, but eventually an operational cost that you're going to have to factor in. That's another thing that you have to think about. Whether you do a subcontracting and people come and work for you by the hour or by the job, or you start paying people VAs or wherever else to do that, you're going to consider employees and what you might have to pay them.
Now remember, all of these operational costs that we are talking about are things that may not come up right away, but are things that you need to factor in as part of running a business. If you're going to be at this for 6 to 12 months or longer, you want to know that all these things are going to be things that I have to have cash flow for to be able to. It's not just re-putting everything into inventory. There are other expenses you have. And saying that, another really important one to save for is this thing called income taxes. Yes, as a legitimate business, you will pay taxes on what it is you're earning. In your first year, you're not usually having to pay estimated taxes. The nice thing about estimated taxes is you don't get a massive tax bill come April. You are paying in a little bit at a time, so it's not as big of a bill.
And we're not tax professionals. We're giving you just a little snippet of that, but your results may vary. Your income is different than everyone else's. You live in a different state. You have a different circumstance, whether you have kids or you don't have kids. All those things factor in. But the reality is, at the end of the year, Amazon is going to send you this wonderful thing called a 1099-K, and that is all of the sales that you've made on Amazon for that time period, and you'll have to file that with your taxes and be accountable for that income. So this is not something something that you, it's cash under the table and you're kind of hiding it. This is a real legitimate business. Remember, business, not hobby. So regardless if you're turning a profit or not, you're still going to have to pay taxes on what Amazon calls your income from them. And so that's just something that you need to be aware of and upfront. So just considering that if you're not paying taxes on it throughout the year, which most businesses aren't unless you're estimated taxes, then you're going to have to owe money at the end of the year based on the income that you received, whether or not you are profitable. So you need to make sure that you're aware of that. And we do have in the Facebook group that we asked you to join earlier. So mommyincome.com/join us. And here's the code word cost. We have a file in the file section of the Facebook group that's going to give you a little bit of a suggested breakdown of when you get a deposit from Amazon, how you can break that down in such a way that will make more sense so that you're saving a little bit for taxes and you're saving a little bit for education and tools and inventory and whatnot, so that you can kind of get just a little snapshot. Again, you can use that however you choose. We give you a suggested breakdown, but however you want to run your business is up to you. But we always built in that whole percentage of taxes because that's something that blindsides people half the time. They don't realize, I made $50,000 in sales on Amazon and now they're going to make me pay taxes on that. Yeah, it's a business and you had an income from it. So if you don't have your duckies in a row, you're going to be in trouble. So just consider that.
All right. So some things to keep in mind that we haven't talked about, one of which is these costs are going to be incurred whether your business is making money or not. So it's important to realize what are those costs that are going to happen every single month, whether you sell something or not, like the Amazon Pro Merchant account. That's going to cost you $40 a month, whether you sold $40 worth of product or not.
So the reality there is that these costs are going to incur whether you're having sales or whether you're turning a profit. So you want to make sure you're setting yourself up for that to be consistently sending in product because you know you're going to have to cover those costs. So calculate and maybe keep 3 months of these funds on hand. Again, it's not a lot of operational costs when you're first starting, but you might have a bad month or two. It's retail. It's business. It happens. If you're living with your head in the sand thinking that your business is just constantly going to go like this, this is your wake-up call.
Meaning upwards.
Yeah.
The reality is, and it is an up and down. Every business you can ever look at goes up and down. There's high points, there's low points, there's in the middle points, and it's a constant changing and evolution. There are things that you don't have control over. Many, many things in business you don't have control over. You just have to be ready to adapt when those changes happen. The only constant in business, whether you're selling on Amazon or anything else, is change. And being prepared and ready for change will help you be successful long run.
Yeah. So not having the realistic expectation that everything's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. Yes. If you're doing all the right things and following the rules and up on the changes, which Mommy Income helps you with the Amazon files and all the other things that we provide for you on a weekly basis, you should be on the up and up about knowing about changes. But the reality is just expect that so that you don't feel like everything's just going to be sunshines and rainbows the whole time. It's a business. Everything's got ups and downs. Now, we're going to give you a little bit of a warning about using credits and loans, because a lot of people want to start out with a loan to start a business. Well, I'm really on board and I really want to do this and I've heard so much about it and I've done a lot of research, but I don't have a lot of money. So I'm going to take out this loan to start my business.
It feels really good. I can buy more inventory. I can turn it faster. All these sunshines and rainbows. Guess what? Business isn't all sunshines and rainbows. What happens if the day after you take that loan, you get injured and you can no longer ship product into Amazon? You are still going to owe on that loan. What if Amazon shuts your account down and you are still going to have to pay out on that loan? There are so many reasons why and possibilities. We've seen this happen to students where they've decided to take that risk and it hasn't done well. We encourage you to pay for cash, especially in the beginning, before you use credit. Credit, if you don't know what you're buying or getting yourself into, means that you're not guaranteed to make back that money as quickly as you need to pay off that loan. Then it comes out of your pocket. This is a business, people. It's not gambling.
Now, there is always risk involved in any business, and there's always going to be upfront investment, but debt is always a choice. It's always a choice. You can start with this business with $500 or less. We've already broke that down for you and taught you how you can do that, even with the educational piece of it. So you don't have to gamble everything. We hate when people come in and say, okay, I have $10,000 to invest, and I want to invest in an Amazon business. Where do I start? We say, first of all, don't start with $10,000. First of all, because you have no idea what you're doing.
And we don't want you to lose the $10,000.
Exactly. So we tell them even, okay, start with $1,000 and then still go through the process, because no matter how much money or zeros you have in your bank account, a beginner is still a beginner. And just because you have lots of education, you might have a doctorate in something else, but you don't have a doctorate in Amazon if you haven't tried yet. So you have to start at the beginning, just like everybody else. We had to start at the beginning. There was a time we knew nothing about Amazon. And so it's something that you have to just be aware of. So how much you have to invest is not important as learning the processes, so that you don't make costly mistakes, because people who step big can stumble big. So we want you to step small, so that in the beginning you can stumble small until you know what you're doing, and then by all means start the investment.
And that is really what it comes down to, is being smart when you're getting going. Coming to the table and saying, I'm going to invest $10,000. What if you buy the wrong products because you don't truly know what you're doing yet? We want to set you up for that success. First part of that is take small steps to build your savings so that you can have that cushion, especially if you looking at the operational costs and knowing what it's going to cost you to run this business every single month. If you have that breakdown, being able to save enough so that you build it up so you have 3 months. If you were to have two bad months in a row, you can still pay those operational expenses.
And be more frugal and picky about your inventory at first. You want to make sure that you're finding success. This is why we set you up for success with the Start FBA Today program, because we want you, whether you have $10,000 or $10, we want you to start off on the right foot, knowing what to do and what to invest in first, so that you don't make big mistakes. That's the reason why we have a course to begin with, because we don't want you to jump in. I mean, we have heard, you guys, you have no idea. We've heard horror stories of people who come to us after they go other places and learn other courses and have been ripped off and say, I have $25,000 of a private label product in my garage that I can't sell. And we're like, wait a minute, how did you get to investing $25,000 of inventory into something you had nothing to know, you didn't know about? I'm like, how did that even happen? Start smaller and build it up. Once you've got the hang of it, the sky's the limit. Once you know exactly how to buy inventory and read the data and know how to do the research to get product, then by all means, invest, because you know what you're doing. But ahead of time, start as a beginner. Humble yourself if you need to be able to start at the bottom, because there's only one way to go up from there.
I want to talk right now to a very, I'm just going to say it. Shiny object syndrome is real, and it's really, 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 really real when you're a beginner, because, well, if they're using this then and they're being successful, then I have to use this. But then you're seeing that with every single Amazon tool out there. When we started Amazon, especially Kristen, there wasn't a lot of tools. Now there's tools to do absolutely everything you can imagine in your Amazon business. Just because they all exist doesn't mean you A, need them all ever, or need them all right now. But they're having a special promotion, a special deal. If I don't get in now, it's going to cost a lot more. It's actually going to end up costing you a lot more, especially if you're paying a subscription. You're going to pay more. You're going to pay it every single month until you start using it 2-3 years down the road. Or you're going to forget you have it. It's going to be one of those recurring things on your charge card or in your bank account that you completely forget about. And that's actually costing you money and not helping you grow your business. So shiny objects, see it, recognize it. Put it down on a piece of paper to say maybe for later, but not right now. Don't let your focus go away to shiny objects. You can focus on what you're trying to accomplish, the why you started your business, versus all the shiny objects, whether it's inventory or things that'll make finding inventory easier or running your business easier. Slow down.
The rule of thumb with the shiny object is don't invest in anything that you don't have the time or money to implement right now. So there's this thing that I really want to invest in right now that will enhance my business and will help me. The problem is I don't have the time right now at this stage in my business to learn something new to implement it. Will it help my business? Yes. Will it enhance my business and help me grow? Yes. But right now, it's not a priority for me. And so until I'm willing to make it a priority and not just waste hundreds of dollars a month on this new bells and whistles software program, I need to make sure I can carve out time to learn that, train myself in it, watch the training videos before I decide I'm going to invest, and then I'll get to it later. Because otherwise, get to it later means 3 or 4 or 5 months of money wasted when I didn't have time to implement that. So that's the reality. If you're going to invest in that, put it on your calendar to say, I'm going to spend this money on this course or this new software, and I'm going to spend X amount of time each week, month, day, whatever, to learn it. So don't get the shiny object syndrome unless you are committed to the time and money it takes to learn it and use it and help it help you, because it can't help you if you're not doing anything with it.
Absolutely. Now, we've thrown a lot of numbers and a lot of detail at you. This is why we put together the Amazon selling cost breakdown for you inside the Mom Income Facebook community. We wanted to be able to build that out for you so you could have a visual so you could really see what that looks like. So come on over, mommyincome.com/join us. Use the code word cost to get in. Give us your email address and we will happily let you into the group so you can learn from all of the other amazing Amazon sellers that are in the group, who are, we have newbies all the way up to people who are more seasoned than us, and that's saying a lot when that happens. So we want to be able to help you on your journey, to be able to take those steps to be successful, and that's why we put together Start FBA Today, because we want you to have success. We want you to get your product up on Amazon sooner rather than later so you can start moving your business forward.
Now, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, the YouTube channel, however you're listening or watching today, because next week we're going to really talk about the actual time it takes to run an Amazon business. You know, we spit the truth to you. There's no sugarcoating here. I mean, because we actually care about you. And when someone actually cares about you, they tell you the truth. They don't just sugarcoat it and make you feel all sunshine and rainbowies. Yes, there's tons and tons of benefits to selling on Amazon. So we're not discounting the fact, we're not trying to make it all Debbie Downer either. We want to make sure you understand the realistic expectations so that when you're doing it, you don't get discouraged and you can actually reap the benefits if you do it correctly. You can't reap benefits of a business if you don't know what to expect and you don't know what to expect as far as time and money. So today was all about how much you need to invest. Next week, we're going to talk about the time commitment that you need to expect to put into your Amazon business in order to run it successfully as you start it. So tune in next week to the Amazon Files to get the next episode. Subscribe and make sure that you're getting those notifications so that you can get the next episode. We'll see you same time, same place on the Amazon Files next week.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Amazon Files podcast. This episode was previously recorded during our weekly live video cast. To join us live and get your questions answered in real time, please visit our website at theazfiles.com to learn more. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes by heading over to mommyincome.com/review. The Amazon Files will be back again next week. Thanks again for listening.